Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Whether it's music for blue humanoids, bomb tech experts in Iraq, or a wily fox who goes to war with human farmers, a composer will get his moment in the spotlight at the Oscars on Sunday. This is Soundcheck, I'm John Schaefer, and ahead today, we'll survey the music nominees for Sunday's Academy Awards. And later, Carl Jenkins, who's scored feature films and is, according to one recent survey, the most successful living composer. But to begin, Hollywood's biggest night is almost here. While the nods for Best Film or Best Actor get much of the attention, the Best Original Score category might actually be one of the most interesting. Musical styles range from sweeping and symphonic, as in this music from Avatar, to the eclectic folk concoction of Sherlock Holmes. Here to walk us through the nominees is Catherine Kalanak, a professor of English and Film Studies at Rhode Island College and author of the new book, Film Music, A Very Short Introduction. Hi, Catherine.
Hello, John. How are you?
Good. So you look at this field of five nominees, and how does it shape up this year? Is it a good year for film music?
I think this is a great slate of films this year. Sometimes you look at the nominations and you're scratching your head, but this year I think we have a really fine group of scores.
Now, two of them sort of echo the pitched battle for Best Picture. Avatar and Hurt Locker. Do you think that we're going to know early in the evening which score has won? Do you think that's an effective predictor of who might actually get Best Picture?
Oh, I do. I do indeed. I think if James Horner takes the score award for Avatar, that look for Avatar to win big at the end of the night.
And why would that be?
It's just traditionally been that award that can sometimes be the swing into the big awards and predict which one is going to win.
All right, so you mentioned James Horner did the Avatar score. The Hurt Locker, I mean, and he's a known quantity and a past winner. Does that help him or hurt him?
I don't think it does either one. He's got 10 nominations. He's been working for 32 years, and he has one win. Now, that one win got him two Oscars. It was for Titanic, Best Song and Best Score. Remember, Randy Newman had 14 nominations before he won once. Mm-hmm. So multiple nominations don't necessarily help.
So it's not a predictor one way or the other?
Not usually.
Okay, Hurt Locker, a group of bomb tech experts in Iraq, very tense film. How does that play out in Marco Beltrami and Buck Sanders' score?
Well, this score had me on the edge of my seat. You know, this is a film that has edgy documentary style, You Are There cinematography, very fast-paced editing. I loved this score because it gave the film exactly what it needed, a really tense score that didn't get in the way. This is a score that knows how to get out of the way of the film, and it's there when it needs to be, but we're not hearing, you know, loud rock music intruding on the scenes. It's actually a very sparse score, not much music in it, but very, very effective.
Some of the score for the movie The Hurt Locker. Marco Beltrami and Buck Sanders did the music, and Speaking with Catherine Kalanak, author of the new book Film Music, A Very Short Introduction. And Catherine, these guys are really blurring the line between music and sound effects.
Isn't that wonderful in this film? Sometimes you can't draw the line at all. I think it's what makes the score so edgy and why it contributes so much to the anxious mood of the film.
I had the same reaction to the score to Dark Knight a year or two ago.
Yeah.
Which was Hans Zimmer and was it James Newton Howard or James Hoy? It was somebody else. But again, a collaborative thing that blurred that walked that line.
Mm-hmm.
So Hurt Locker, Avatar, these are the two films that people will be watching for. But there are three other nominees, including two that you're rather fond of, right?
Oh, indeed.
Tell us about The Fantastic Mr. Fox and then this kind of steampunk version of Sherlock Holmes.
Well, The Fantastic Mr. Fox is just a delightful film score. Desplat is, it may be, Hollywood's hardest working composer.
This is Alexander Desplat.
Oh, excuse me, Alexander Desplat. With six film scores in 2009 alone, I loved this score. It's so whimsical and inventive, and it's a perfect match for this stop-action animated film. Using things like a mandolin, a ukulele, a jew's harp, a banjo as featured instruments in the score.
Mm-hmm.
He's been nominated twice before, but he's never won, and I think it would be lovely to see him take the prize on Sunday night.
So a quirky score matching the quirky stop-motion animation of the film. What about the Guy Ritchie version of Sherlock Holmes and the Hans Zimmer score here? That's also got some unusual instruments.
Love this score, too. Now, it's a kind of an interesting and unexpected score from Hans Zimmer. He's the go-to guy for big action films, especially if they're kind of dark and cerebral. So it really surprised me when I heard the first cue for this film. And certainly it's got some of the elements of the genre here, you know, driving rhythms and big brass instrumentations, tremolo strings. But he's gone way out here in terms of the instrumentation. Quirky things like, you know, Hungarian cymbalons and banjos, guitars. At times this sounds like I'm listening to a gypsy orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
And other times a klezmer band. So I think it really adds to the sort of revisionist mood of the film, as if to say, this isn't your mother's Sherlock Holmes.
Well, here is Hans Zimmer's vision of Sherlock Holmes, and then a little bit of Alexander Desplat's music for Fantastic Mr. Fox. Two really original scores, both of them nominated for the Best Original Score Award at this Sunday's Oscars. We heard a little bit of Hans Zimmer's music for Sherlock Holmes, and in the background now, Alexander Desplat and his music for Fantastic Mr. Fox. And Catherine, both of them, as you said, somewhat unusual instrumentation, but boy, it was no mistaking when we faded from one into the other. You go from this air of menace in Sherlock Holmes to this kind of mischievous quality in the Desplat. So you would be happy if either of these guys walked off with Oscar on Sunday?
I would indeed. If I were an Academy voter, I'd be hard-pressed to choose between them.
But who do you think the Academy will actually pick?
Well, here we go. Up. this score has, what this score has is melody, and a beautiful melody at that. There is a haunting waltz called Married Life. It's the first time we hear it is as under the montage of Carl and Ellie's marriage. It is a really beautiful piece of music. And, you know, I think when voters come down to vote on those ballots, I think what they remember and what they can hum goes a long way in determining who they vote for. I think Michael Giacchino is our winner on Sunday night.
For this score, Up. Some of Michael Giacchino's score to the film Up, which my guest, Catherine Kalanick, thinks will win the Oscar for Best Original Score on Sunday. She's professor of English and Film Studies at Rhode Island College and author of the book Film Music, A Very Short Introduction. And we've been handicapping the field, as it were, for Best Original Score. Catherine, before I let you go, a final question. Who do you think will win in the other category, Best Song?
Oh, that's easy, too. The Weary Kind, Ryan Bingham and T-Bone Burnett from Crazy Horse.
He was actually performing that song here in our soundcheck studio just a couple of weeks back and seems to be the consensus favorite. Catherine, thanks so much for joining us for Soundcheck today.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
He rolled himself armed with nothing to lose. This ain't no place for the weary kind. You called all your shots.
Still to come on Soundcheck, composer Carl Jenkins. His music became familiar around the world when it was adopted by TV campaigns for Delta Airlines and De Beers Diamonds. He's done some film scoring and is coming to Carnegie Hall tomorrow. He'll join us today.
Check out today's Soundcheck blog.
I think Michael Giacchino will win the award for Best Score. His music to Up has a catchy tune that voters can hum, and also they're reminded every week on TV's Lost just how good a composer Giacchino has become.
For the rest of the story, visit the Soundcheck page at WNYC.org.